Hey, welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast, where Manuel shares his business, marketing, and branding strategies he's used to build 7 to 8 figure businesses. All right, let's enjoy the show.
What is the biggest thing that I learned during this past year? You got to find a purpose. You got to find something that keeps you going. You got to find the reason why you're doing something. And I already kind of knew this, but this became crystal clear to me this last year. Probably because I made a lot of money this last year. Companies grew a lot. So for me, the game went beyond making money. And now it's about, what do I want to accomplish? And it moved into, I want to make a legacy. Finding a purpose is something that I would recommend that anybody else focuses on until you find it. What is the reason why you're doing something? What keeps you going every day because you still haven't accomplished? What kind of life do you want to create for your loved ones? Do you want to have a group of people around you? Do you want to create a group of people that also themselves individually are accumulating skills and making themselves better and accomplishing their own goals, their own dreams, expanding personally and professionally? I like that. I like seeing my guys, my team grow and expand. So finding a purpose, what is it, the one thing that you want to accomplish? What is it that you want to accomplish? Once you have that crystal clear, it really facilitates everything because you understand why you're working out every day. And then you can push in that direction. And every day, you do a little bit more. You do a little bit more. And success really is an accumulation of all these little things that lead up to expansion and accomplishment of goals. So find your purpose. Find that reason for being. And I'll give you a definition for purpose that I found the other day, by the way, which I think is very, very important to share with you. It's a big word. People use this word all the time and they throw it around and they say, yeah, you got to find your purpose. You got to figure out what you want to do. But this is what it says. This is actually artificial intelligence explanation of purpose, ChatGPT. Purpose generally refers to the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. Why are you working every day? You want to put a foot on the table? You want to be able to buy yourself a house? You want to buy yourself a car? You want to create something for your family? Do you want to buy a vacation for them? Do you want to put yourself in a position in which if there's a problem, you can solve that problem? Do you want to be in a position in which you're helping people? That you, at the end of the day, you can be asked, did you help enough people? And you can say comfortably, yes, I impacted the lives of a lot of people. Wow. I actually did something good with my life. Think about that. At the end of somebody's life, the one thing that people experience the most, the old people that are about to call it quits on their body, they experience regret more than anything else, the things that they should have done. It's very interesting to find all these retirement homes. People are generally not upset about the things that they did. They are generally upset about the things that they didn't do, didn't get to, didn't push themselves to. They wanted to marry this woman. They never were able to propose or confront the girl. They wanted to build a business. They never did it. They wanted to be a part of a great team. They never joined a team. They kept on trying to do things on their own. They didn't join a team they should have done. They wanted to build a family. They didn't do so. You know, generally what you find is regret of things that they didn't do. So my goal, one of my purposes, big time macro purpose, is that when I get to the end of it in this life, I want to have as little regrets of the things I didn't do as possible. It says, it can also mean a person's sense of resolve or determination. In essence, it's what drives actions, goals, or efforts, providing both meaning and direction. Wow. That's what it's all about. So if you haven't found this purpose for yourself, you should find that because it really changes your life. It changes everything. To be able to have a focus on what is it that drives you, what is the meaning, and what is the direction, it changes everything for you. So you should focus on that purpose for yourself. Find it. I'm telling you, this is something that I'm focusing on myself right now in 2024. What is my purpose for the next decade or 20 years? What is it that I want to do, meaning-wise and direction-wise? How do I want to impact the lives of people, my family? What do I want to leave behind? What is, in essence, my driving force for the things that I'm doing every day. Why am I doing it? Why am I doing what I'm doing? It's a different type of question than what is the meaning of life? This is what is the meaning of you right now? What is the purpose for you having a body and walking around and existing? And my focus is to really have that to a whole different level this year. My purpose and what I want to accomplish. I want to avoid those regrets at the end of my life. I'm shooting for that.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.